The injured children from the school massacre were taken to two main hospitals in Peshawar. Almina Ahmed is a freelance journalist based in Pakistan, and she visited one of the treatment centres talking to two boys who were injured and had witnessed the horror unfold. In what must have been an unimaginable torment for a parent, one child was on the phone to his mother as the killings took place. He told how he had to play dead to escape the gunman. Another described seeing a teacher burned alive. Nicole Chettle spoke to Almina Ahmed a little earlier.
So I was at Lady Reading Hospital, which is one of the main civilian hospitals in Peshawar, and there were pretty disturbing scenes. Lots of young boys on stretchers with their families around them, many of them bloodied, bandaged, clearly in shock, shell-shocked about where they were and what had happened, and a lot of very, very upset family members looking at their children, wondering how on earth things have come to the situation that they have here. I mean, if I explain a little bit, Peshawar is in the northwest of Pakistan. It's close to the tribal areas, and it's seen pretty much its fair share of terrorist attacks before, but something like this attack on the school, with 132 children dead at the moment, that's the death toll. Even for the likes of Pakistan, this is an intolerable and extreme act, and many people are just in bewilderment.
And what are you hearing in the hospital from some of the children that survived?
So I met two little boys. One of them, he's only 15, his name is Saeed, and he explained to me how he was in the main auditorium when a suicide bomber came in and blew himself up, and others then subsequently started firing, and he just hid under a table, and he rang his mother, and his mother actually is a teacher too, and he rang his mother, and his mother had to listen to the entire siege as it happened. Now, luckily, Saeed managed to escape when the commanders came in, but he said he saw many of his classmates shot. So you can only begin to imagine the horrors that he's faced. And another boy, Shahrukh, his name was, he's 17 years old, and he explained witnessing a gunman come in, firing indiscriminately, seeing his teachers shot in the head and the chest. He played dead by lying on the ground, and in a horrific development, one of his teachers was actually burned alive. He said she was set on fire. So it's really hard to know how children who've seen such horrors are going to get over something like this. Maybe their physical scars will heal, but mentally, we have no idea how difficult this is going to be.
How are authorities coping with the influx of the dead and injured?
Well, there were two main hospitals. There is one military hospital that bore the brunt of the casualties, and Lady Reading Hospital, which is well-versed, shall we say, in dealing with the aftermath of terrorist attacks. So all in all, the health facilities here have been responding well to this incident.
So do you have a sense of how authorities are handling the situation in terms of security, and are there fears of more attacks?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because the school was an army-run school in quite a heavily fortified part of Peshawar. So people are really scratching their heads and saying, how can this possibly happen in such a secure area? The security forces have gone on the back foot and said, you know, they were taken by surprise and there was no way of being able to stop such a coordinated attack. So they are claiming that they're doing everything in their power to prevent such attacks. But you have to understand, politically, the situation in Pakistan is very tense. There's been a military operation ongoing in North Waziristan, where many of the Pakistan Taliban are grouped. And there is a great deal of anger against the Pakistan military for their operations in this area. And the Pakistan Taliban have come out and actually said this military operation is the reason for the attack today. So security forces are saying they're doing everything they can, but no one can rule out any further attacks here in Peshawar.
And that was Almina Ahmed, a freelance journalist in Pakistan. She was speaking to Nicole Chettle.